What's up, you guys? This is Aunt Shay here, and in today's episode, I'm going to be discussing how you can manage, wait for it, stress. Now, I know this may seem like a very interesting topic to talk about, but since I have autism, I too have issues managing stress. More so than others, due to it being a developmental disorder. But even if you don't have autism like me, you can still find yourself struggling to manage your stress in high stress environments such as school and work. Today, as we take a look at different situations and what works best, please know that I am not a doctor and you should consult your psychiatrist or psychologist for doctoral advice. One of the biggest challenges that I often find is you can do all you can to manage stress and still struggle. One of the things that works best for me is I try to set up a plan for completing my work and assignments that works for me and in conjunction with my work and personal schedules. Now, if that doesn't work for you may find that other things work in particular that you may find useful to yourself. A good way that I find really easy to come by nowadays to manage stress is to try and take breaks. And when you can't take a break, my sister, especially in her own regard, because she has autism too, she tries to have snacks and drinks handy during school. And if you can do this during work, which is not advised if you're in retail or a service industry, but if you have something you can snack on during work that's not going to draw too much attention to yourself, or something that you can drink during work that won't draw too much attention to yourself, that might actually help as well. I don't think that it's going to work for everybody. Like I said, retail and service industries where you're going to have a customer to employee interaction almost every second of the day, that might not work in that environment. But if it works for you and you're in like a regular office setting, I think that's a good way to start. Another way to relieve stress is to take a day off at least once a month from school or work. This works especially well for those working in retail and service industries. I should know because I used to work in one of those, in both those industries actually. And I'm gonna say this though, while stress can be difficult to manage, it's not impossible to manage. You just have to try and find a solution that works best for you and a solution that works well given your current situation and your current environment. Now, this is for my gamers and content creators out there who have to balance it all at the same time, work, school, content creation, and personal life with that added content creation as an extra thing. I get that it can be difficult to deal with burnout, and it can be really problematic. Try to set a day and time to record and a frequency and try to stick with it, something that works well for you and that gives you enough of a gap in between times to work on your school and your other duties as a person that may have a job or may have something to do full time, or even for those that have to take care of kids or other things. I might not understand too much about the kids part because I'm not old enough to, actually have any, but with that does come a lot of stress as well, and so it can be kind of difficult to manage in that situation as well. Now, I do want to take a step back and note that some people, for example, have like items that can help relieve stress too. Fidget spinners can kind of help, and stress balls help as well. I have a stress ball somewhere in my studio here that kind of helps me when I'm dealing with situations. And especially when I'm gaming, I channel my stress through games. And some people do that as well through sports and other activities where they can channel their anger and their stress through the sport or the game that they're playing. For me, for example, it's Destiny 2. You may have seen or heard that aggression and anger management comes out through the sport of football. Well, for a lot of people, that actually is the case. You'd be surprised to find out that there is a good number of players that actually do use sports as an outlet, and it's actually really interesting. I encourage you guys to look up some of that information and some of those stats, because from my understanding, that is pretty impressive to actually understand and know that to an extent. Now, the last thing that I'm going to point out is if you cannot manage stress and you cannot get away from it, and you none of these things or nothing seems to work for you, you need to consult a psychiatrist or a psychologist, a doctor that can actually help you. Now, again, disclaimer, full disclaimer, I'm not an actual doctor. I'm not a doctor at all. I'm nowhere even remotely close. So if you guys are trying to ask me for advice, all I can do is provide you with this episode. And hope that you guys take it with a grain of salt and consult your actual doctor for advice rather than rely on me, because I did do a full disclaimer. So if anything happens, it's actually really both legally and factually not my fault. But with that being said, I do think that doctors can be a great resource for people that are dealing with stress. And something else to consider when dealing with stress in a workplace environment, because I know this can be very challenging for me as well. If you have a system that works for you and you know that it's working, stick to it as long as you can and as best as you can. Because at the end of the day, you want your performance at work to be good and stellar, and you don't want it to be impacted by negativity. And in some cases, having high stress and workloads can lead to job loss or not being able to get a job if you cannot manage it effectively. And I should also know in that regard as well, because, like I said, I have autism. I have issues with that myself. So that has been a barrier to me getting a job before. So, that being said, I hope I helped you guys out. But if I did not help you guys out, or if I left anything out, please leave feedback in the Q&A on Spotify. That is the best way to get in contact with me and hopefully find some helpful guidance or leave feedback. You can also leave a listener message on my Spotify for podcasters, and be sure to follow my podcast on Spotify and Twitter. That's the best way to stay up to date on new episodes. I really do hope you guys enjoyed this one and that you guys found it really useful and informative, and I'll see you guys in the next episode.